Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Secret things, revealed knowledge. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has given to the world the knowledge of the secret things that were hid in the Authorized Version Bible. Secret things which the Lord has made known. Deuteronomy 5:28. I, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, have heard the voice of the Gentiles. That voice is in the Authorized Version Bible. In this episode, you will get the updated readings of all the things God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has prepared for all the people. This intelligence is must hear, must know, in order to perform. Information. You will hear the constituent parts of the people's law. You will hear the constituent parts forming the whole, which is the whole law. The Word of God declares the works of God. John 6:29, Psalm 46:8, Psalm 111:2. Ecclesiastes 7:13, Job 37:14, Psalm 33:15, Galatians 3:11. This is the work of God. Come, behold the works of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The works of the Lord are great, remarkable. Consider the work of God. Consider the wondrous works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, considers all there the Gentiles' works. These are the works of God. The Lord's coming predicted the Gentiles' official call and promises for God, God's answer to the Gentiles' call and promises, the call, the promises, and God's answer, the Gentiles' covenant, all things, the law concerning God, the Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission, the Gentiles' official declaration of conversion, the Gentiles' official statement of confession, the Gentiles' curse against black people, the law for all the people, judgments coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the commandment of God, witness statement, and message to the President and Congress of the United States of America. The things predicted, or the thing predicted, Genesis 50, 24, God will surely visit you. Genesis 50, 25, God will surely visit you, the people. Genesis 48, 21, God shall be with you. Isaiah 35, 4, your God will come. He will come and save you. Isaiah 40, verse 10, the Lord God will come with strong hand. Zechariah 14, 5 and Zechariah 14, 9, the Lord my God shall come. There shall be one Lord. Isaiah 66, 15, behold, the Lord will come. Zechariah 14, 1, behold, the day of the Lord cometh. Hebrews 10:37, he that shall come will come. Exodus 18:19, God shall be with thee. And the people said, Psalm 50, verse 3, our God shall come and shall not keep silence. Things written about Tommy Hart. That statement is found in John 12:16. Things written about Tommy L. Hart. Acts 8:10, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of having the designation of God. Romans 15:12, he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Psalm 72:15, he shall live. Psalm 72:8, he shall have dominion. Psalm 45:11, he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. Isaiah 40, verse 5, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Psalm 118:27, God is the Lord which has showed us light. 1 Kings 18:39, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, he is the God. Psalm 72:17, his name shall endure forever. Psalm 63:11, power belongs to God. Psalm 89:7, God is greatly to be feared. Job 5:9, God does great and marvelous things. Psalm 98:1, he has done marvelous things. Psalm 111, verse 3, his work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. Psalm 95:3, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a great God. Revelation 19:2, true and righteous are his judgments. Luke 24:34, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is risen indeed. Psalm 99, verse 2, he, Tommy L. Hart, is high above all the people. Romans 14:8, we, the Gentiles, are the Lord's. Revelation 19:5, praise our God, all ye his servants. Romans 15:11, praise the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. Revelation 19:6, the Lord God omnipotent, Tommy L. Hart, reigneth. Things the word says to Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 87:3, glorious things are spoken of thee. That's what the word says to me. These things the word says to me. Psalm 90, verse 2, thou art God. 1 Kings 18:36, let it be known this day that thou art God. Psalm 77:14 and Psalm 72:5, thou art the God that doeth wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. Psalm 86:10 and Psalm 76:7, thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou, Tommy L. Hart, art God alone. Thou, even thou, art to be feared. 2 Samuel 7:22, thou, Tommy L. Hart, art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we the Gentiles have heard with our ears. Psalm 97:9, thou, Lord Tommy L. Hart, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all God. 1 Chronicles 29:11, thou, Tommy L. Hart, art exalted as head above all. 1 Chronicles 29:11, thine, O Lord Tommy L. Hart, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. 1 Chronicles 29:12, thou, Tommy L. Hart, reignest over all. 1 Chronicles 29:13, now therefore, our God, Tommy L. Hart, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Isaiah 63:19, we are thine. Isaiah 64:9, we are all thy people. Psalm 119:91, all are thy servants. Psalm 92:5 and Psalm 92:4, O Lord, Tommy L. Hart, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy works. Revelation 15:3, Lord God, almighty Tommy L. Hart, great and marvelous are thy works, just and true, not deceitful, are thy works, are thy ways. Revelation 15:4, thou, Tommy L. Hart, only art holy. All nations shall come and worship before thee. Thy judgments are made manifest. The Gentiles' official call and promises meant to be received by God. Acts 17:23, Psalm 119:145, Isaiah 63:19, Judges 9:10, Job 37:6, 1 Kings 2:2, John 1:22, Judges 13:17, John 1:38, Jonah 1:8, Isaiah 3:6, Psalm 9:10, Genesis 27:40, 1 Kings 12:4, Judges 9:12, Genesis 44:10, Romans 12:17, Ecclesiastes 1:13, Exodus 4:17, 1 Samuel 9:6, Psalm 83:1, Matthew 6:13, Jeremiah 8:10, 1 Peter 2:15, Hosea 14:2, Psalm 90:17-16, Nehemiah 5:12, Isaiah 41:11-12, Job 11:18, 1 Samuel 23:27, and Judges 9:14. To the unknown God, hear us, O Lord. We are thine. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Be thou on the earth. Show thyself a man. Who art thou? What is thy name? That when thy sayings come to pass, we shall do thee honor. Where dwellest thou? And of what people art thou? Be thou our, the Gentiles, ruler. They that know thy name shall put their trust in thee. Thou shalt have the dominion over us, the Gentiles. We will serve thee. Come thou and reign over us. Ye shall be blameless. Provide honest things in the sight of all men. Seek and search out all things. Thou shalt do signs. Show us, the Gentiles, our way that we should go. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace and be not still, O God. Deliver us from evil, from the prophet, Christian minister, Bible teacher, etc., to the priest. Everyone deals falsely. Silence the ignorance of foolish men. Take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. Establish our works and let thy work appear to thy servants, the Gentiles. We, the Gentiles, will do as thou sayest. They that war against thee shall perish. Thou shalt be secure. Haste thee and come. Come thou and reign over us. The call sidebar, Psalm 37:40, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. The Gentiles call for God. The call alone, Acts 17:23, Psalm 119:145, Isaiah 63:19, Judges 9:10, Job 37:6, 1 Kings 2:2, John 1:22, Judges 13:17, John 1:38, Jonah 1:8, Isaiah 3:6, Judges 9:12, Romans 12:17, Ecclesiastes 1:13, Exodus 4:17, 1 Samuel 9:6, Psalm 83:1, Matthew 6:13, Jeremiah 8:10, 1 Peter 2:15, Psalm 90, verse 17 and 16, 1 Samuel 23:27, Judges 9:14. To the unknown God, hear us, O Lord, we are thine. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Be thou on the earth. Show thyself a man. Who art thou? What is thy name? Where dwellest thou? Of what people art thou? Be thou our, the Gentiles, ruler. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Provide honest things in the sight of all men. Seek and search out all things. Thou shalt do signs, which are all things. Show us our way that we should go. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace and be not still, O God. Deliver us from evil, from the prophet, the Christian minister, Bible teacher, to the priest, everyone deals falsely. Silence the ignorance of foolish men. Establish our works and let thy work appear to thy servants, the Gentiles. Haste thee and come. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. The Gentiles' promise is meant to be received by God. Judges 13:17, Psalm 9:10, Genesis 27:40, 1 Kings 12:4, Genesis 44:10, Nehemiah 5:12, Isaiah 41:11-12, Job 11:18. We the Gentiles shall do thee honor. They the Gentiles that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Thou, God, Tommy L. Hart, shall have the dominion over us, the Gentiles. We the Gentiles will serve thee. Ye shall be blameless. We the Gentiles will do as thou sayest. They that war against thee shall perish. Thou shalt be secure. This is the call, the promises, and God's answer. In this section on the call and the promises, this question, Genesis 44:16, what shall we the Gentiles say to our Lord, is answered. Genesis 44:20, we the Gentiles said to my Lord, to the unknown God, hear us, O Lord, we are thine. Come thou and reign over us. Be thou on the earth. Show thyself a man. Who art thou? Genesis 44:21, and thou, the Lord said to thy servant, I am the Lord thy God. Genesis 44:22, and we said to my Lord, what is thy name that when thy sayings come to pass, we shall do thee honor? Genesis 44:23, and thou, the Lord said to thy servants, Tommy L. Hart is my name. Genesis 44:20, and we said to my Lord, where dwellest thou? Genesis 44:21, and thou said to thy servants, come and see. Genesis 44:22, and we said to my Lord, of what people art thou? Genesis 44:23, and thou said to thy servants, I am blank. Genesis 44:20, and we said to my Lord, come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Be thou our ruler. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Thou shalt have the dominion over us, the Gentiles. The Gentiles will serve thee. Come thou and reign over us. Ye shall be blameless. Provide honest things in the sight of all men. Seek and search out all things. Thou shalt do signs. Show us, the Gentiles, our way that we should go. Deliver us from evil, from the prophet, the Christian minister, Bible teacher, to the priest, everyone deals falsely. Silence the ignorance of foolish men. Take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. We the Gentiles will do as thou sayest. Thou shalt be secure. Haste thee and come. Come thou and reign over us. Genesis 44:21, Genesis 46:2, Acts 20:35, 1 Peter 2:3, Ezekiel 20:33. And thou, the Lord, said to thy servant, here am I. I have showed you all things. This, the things constituting the call and the promises, is good and acceptable in the sight of God. I will rule over you. Genesis 44:22, Judges 13:17, Song of Solomon 1:15, Joshua 9:25, Isaiah 64:9, Genesis 50:18, Psalm 119:91, Judges 13:12, Song of Solomon 1:4. And we said to my Lord, thy words are come to pass, exist. Thou, Lord, Tommy L. Hart, art fair, just, and honest. And now we are in thine hand, as it seemeth good and right to thee to do to us too. We are all thy people. Behold, we be thy servants. All are thy servants. Now let thy words come to pass. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. This is the Gentiles' covenant. Psalm 45:14. He, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, will show them, the Gentiles, their covenant. Psalm 74:20. Jeremiah 11:2-6. To all the people, have respect to the covenant. Hear ye, the Gentiles, the words of this covenant, and do them. Numbers 14:9. Jeremiah 5:24. Deuteronomy 29:29. Isaiah 25:9. 1 Timothy 4:10. Psalm 126:3. Psalm 98:1. Psalm 34:3. Jeremiah 51:10. Isaiah 33:22. Joshua 24:24. Jeremiah 42:6. Nehemiah 9:36. Exodus 24:7. Psalm 118:24. 1 Corinthians 4:9. Romans 14:8. Isaiah 40:8. The Lord is with us. Let us now fear the Lord. Tommy L. Hart. Those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever. We shall perform all the words of this law. Tommy L. Hart is our God. We have waited for him. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. We, the Gentiles, have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. We, the Gentiles, trust in the living God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hath done great things for us, the Gentiles, whereof we are glad. He has done marvelous things. Let us exalt his name together. Let us declare the work of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is our judge. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is our lawgiver. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is our king. He will save us. We, the Gentiles, will serve the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, and we will obey his voice. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we, the Gentiles, will obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, are servants. This day we will be obedient and do all that the Lord Tommy L. Hart hath said. This is the day which the Lord Tommy L. Hart hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We are made a spectacle. We, the Gentiles, are the Lord Tommy L. Hart's servants. The word of our God, Tommy L. Hart, shall stand forever. That's the reading of the covenant. The covenant alone is simply this, the Gentiles' covenant. We shall perform all the words of this law, a reference to the people's law. It can be called the law of Moses. I call it the people's law. The Gentiles' covenant. We shall perform all the words of the law. All things, the law concerning God, definitive signs of God's bodily presence on earth. The very things that define God are descriptive of Tommy L. Hart. According to Psalm 57:2, God is the sole performer of all things. Significance of all things, Zechariah 8:23, God is with you, the people, Gentiles included. The things spoken in Revelation 21:3, he, God, Tommy L. Hart, will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself, Tommy L. Hart, shall be with them and be their God, hath come to pass. Genesis 44:22, 1 Corinthians 14:40, 1 Corinthians 14:26. We said to my Lord, Tommy L. Hart, let all things be done decently and in order. Let all things be done to edify. The Gentiles' response to all things, Hosea 8:2. Our God, Tommy L. Hart, we, the Gentiles, know thee. As a result of all things, the Gentiles know the living God. They know their God, Tommy L. Hart. And they say, we know thee, to me. Genesis 44:20, John 18:35, we said to my Lord, Tommy L. Hart, what hast thou done? Genesis 44:21, Mark 10:20, 1 Corinthians 14:40. Our Lord, Tommy O'Hart, said to his servants, the Gentiles, I have observed or fulfilled all things written below. I have done all things decently and in order. Question, John 6:30, to the Lord, Tommy O'Hart, what signs show thy then that we may see and believe? The word of God announces all things. Romans 14:20, Jeremiah 22:29, Joel 2:21, 1 Corinthians 10:23, Joshua 3:10. All things below are pure. Earth, hear the word concerning the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord will do great things. All things are lawful. Hereby, by Mr. Hart's performance of all things listed below, ye shall know that the living God is among you. Matthew 22:4, all things listed below are ready or arranged. And they are. They have been arranged by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. 1 Corinthians 4:5, when the Lord comes, he will bring to light the hidden thing. It is done. These are all things here. John 4:25, when he is come, he will tell us, his servants, the Gentiles, all things. It is done. John 14:26, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I, the word of God, have said to you. It is done. 2 Timothy 2:7, the Lord give thee understanding in all things. It is done. 1 Corinthians 2:11, God knows the things concerning God. It is true. Psalm 44:21, he knows the secrets of the heart of the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB. It is truth. Romans 2:16, God shall judge or point out the secrets of men. It is done. God is doing that at this very time. Isaiah 3:17, the Lord will discover there, the Gentiles' secret parts. It is done. I am making known by reading the secret parts at this time. Job 34:25 and Job 36:9, he knows there, the Gentiles' works. He shows them, the Gentiles, their work. It is done. I'm doing that now. John 9:21, he, the Lord, shall speak for himself. Job 12:22, he discovers deep things contained in the AVB. It is done. Job 28:11, he brings forth things hid in the AVB. It is done. Daniel 2:22, he reveals the deep and secret things. It is done. I'm doing it now at this very time. Daniel 2:29, he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. He makes known his judgments. It is done. John 16:13, he will show you things to come, the judgment. It is done. Isaiah 40:1, he brings forth judgment to the Gentiles. It is done. Isaiah 53:11, he brings forth the Gentiles' iniquities. It is done. Isaiah 30:18, the Lord is a God of judgment. It is truth. Job 37:4, his voice is heard. It is truth. Proverbs 2:6, the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart, gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. It is truth. Hosea 8:13, he will remember there the Gentiles' iniquity. It is done, and it is evident. Hosea 9:9, he will visit there the Gentiles' sins. It is done. It is evident in the works of Tommy O'Hart. Psalm 53:6, God brings back the captivity of his people. It is done. Also, that can be found in the in Lawmaster's archives. Psalm 14:7, the Lord brings back the captivity of his people. It is done. Psalm 98:2, the Lord hath made known his salvation. It is done. Psalm 98:2, he hath openly showed his righteousness. It is true and done. Psalm 37:6, he shall bring forth thy, the Gentiles' righteousness. It is done. I have made known the law, the people's law. Daniel 1:17, God gave the people and the Gentiles knowledge. It is true. God has given the people, Gentiles included, knowledge of himself. 1 Samuel 2:3, the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. It is true. Proverbs 29:24, he hears cursing and reveals it. It is done. Luke 9:26, he appears in his own glory. It is truth. John 9:16, he does not keep or observe the Sabbath. It is truth. Acts 10:6, he shall tell thee what thou art to do. It is done. Joel 2:32, he calls the remnant of his people. It is truth. Psalm 1:2, his delight is in the law of the Lord. It is truth. Isaiah 33:8, he regardeth no man. It is truth. John 7:4, he himself seeks to be known openly. It is truth. Job 21:22, he judges those that are high. It is done. Leviticus 20:16, he brings forth the old. It is done. As a result of his performance of all things, 1 Peter 4:11, God, Tommy O'Hart, in all things shall be glorified. The word, John 18:35, asks the Lord, Tommy O'Hart, what hast thou done? The word, John 10:33 and Psalm 77:14, in answer to his own question, says to the Lord, Tommy O'Hart, thou be a man, makest thyself God. Thou, Tommy O'Hart, art the God that doeth wonders. Also, I have done that which is written in Acts 20:35. I have showed you, the people, Gentiles included, all things. Matthew 19:26 says, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. All things are a done deal. Not only possible, they are a done deal. I've just read all things to you. I say to you, all things written above are done, performed, completed by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. 1 Peter 4:7, the end or conclusion of all things. John 8:40, John 1:3, Jeremiah 10:16, and Jeremiah 51:19, Hebrews 3:4, Acts 8:10, Psalm 99:2. He, Tommy O'Hart, is a man that hath told you the truth. All things are made, put in proper condition by him. He, Tommy O'Hart, is the former, arranger of all things. All things are about God. Tommy L. Hart, who built all things, is God. Tommy O'Hart, who performed all things, is God. All things say, this man, Tommy O'Hart, is the great power of having the designation of God. He is high above all the people. In accordance with the Gentiles' call for God and 2 Corinthians 8:5, the Gentiles in their official statement of compliance and submission give themselves to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. This is the Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Matthew 13:28, Jeremiah 3:22, Jeremiah 14:9, Song of Solomon 1:15, Joshua 9:25, Lamentations 3:42, 1 Samuel 12:4, Isaiah 63:19, Joshua 9:11, Song of Solomon 1:4, Numbers 32:31, Deuteronomy 1:14. The servants, the Gentiles, said to him, their Lord, Tommy L. Hart, behold, we come to thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Thou, O Lord, Tommy L. Hart, art in the midst of us. Thou, Lord, Tommy L. Hart, art fair, just, and honest. And now, behold, we the Gentiles are in thine hand, as it seems good and right to thee, Tommy L. Hart, to do to us, do. Thou hast not pardoned. Thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us. We the Gentiles are thine. We the Gentiles are your servants. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will do as thou, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hast said to thy servants, the things, the judgments, which thou, Lord Tommy L. Hart, hast spoken, are good for us, the Gentiles, to do. The Gentiles, in their subsequent declaration of conversion, answer these questions, Acts 2:37 and Luke 12:20. Men and brethren, what shall we do? And who shall those things be which thou, Lord Tommy L. Hart, hast provided? In Acts 15:3, I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, am commanded to declare the conversion of the Gentiles. This is the basis of the Gentiles' official declaration of conversion. Joel 3:9, Matthew 11:15, 2 Samuel 22:47, John 1:45, Joshua 23:31, Ezekiel 7:10, Matthew 1:23, Acts 23:9, Exodus 9:27, 1 John 5:14, 2 Samuel 17:5, Daniel 9:14, Jeremiah 51:10, Matthew 3:15, Deuteronomy 6:25, Judges 13:23, John 6:29, Hebrews 12:9 and 28, Psalm 74:9, Hebrews 2:8, Romans 13:13, Romans 14:19, Deuteronomy 5:26, Deuteronomy 5:24, John 1:14, Acts 10:39, Mark 7:37, Acts 4:16, Psalm 100:5, Psalm 99:9, 2 Corinthians 5:1, John 19:7, Jeremiah 8:8, Romans 7:12, Psalm 118:27, Proverbs 6:23, Galatians 6:7, Romans 15:4, Hebrews 10:39, Acts 5:29, Jeremiah 5:24, Deuteronomy 29:29, Isaiah 25:9, Numbers 14:9, Psalm 100:3, 1 Timothy 4:10, Psalm 126:3, Psalm 98:1, Psalm 34:3, Jeremiah 51:10, Isaiah 33:22, Joshua 24:24, Jeremiah 42:6, Nehemiah 9:36, Exodus 24:7, Micah 4:5, Psalm 118:24, 1 Corinthians 4:9, Romans 14:8, Psalm 20:7, Jeremiah 44:25, Isaiah 48, Revelation 19:7, Revelation 19:5. This is the Gentiles' official declaration of conversion. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. The Lord liveth. We have found him of whom Moses and the prophets did write. The Lord Tommy L. Hart. This day we perceive that the Lord is among us. Behold the day of God. Behold, it is come. God is with us. Let us not fight against God. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is righteous. He hears us. Let us likewise hear what he says. The Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous in all his works which he does. The Lord Tommy L. Hart has brought forth our the Gentiles, righteousness. That is, I have brought forth the law. It becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. It shall be our righteousness if we, the Gentiles, observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, as commanded. If the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would not have showed us all these things, nor would he have told us such things as these. This is the work of God. The very things that I'm reading are the work of God. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, the Gentiles continue in their declaration of conversion, which have corrupted us, and we gave them reference. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to God and live? Let us have grace. We shall serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Let us walk honestly. Let us follow the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. Who of all flesh has heard the voice of the living God as we have and lived? The Lord our God has showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice. We have seen this day that God does talk with man and he lives. We beheld his glory, the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. We see all things. We, the Gentiles, are witnesses of all things which he, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, did. He has done all things well, expertly. That the Lord Tom L. Hart's performance and showing of all things indeed is a notable miracle. It is manifest to all, and we cannot deny it. The Lord Tom L. Hart is good. The Lord our God, Tom L. Hart, is holy or sacred. We have a building of God. We, the Gentiles, have a law. The law of the Lord is with us. The law is holy and just and good. God, Tommy L. Hart, is the Lord who has showed us light. The law is the light. Be not deceived. God, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Whatsoever things were written aforetime, they were written for our learning. We are not of them who draw back. We ought to obey God. Let us now fear the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever and ever. Tommy L. Hart, this hour, the Gentiles' God, we have waited for him. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is with us. We are his people. We, the Gentiles, trust in the living God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord Tommy L. Hart has done great things for us. Well, we are glad. He has done marvelous things. Let us exalt his name together. Let us declare the work of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. We, the Gentiles, will serve the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, and we will obey his voice. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, are servants this day. We will be obedient and do all that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has said. We will walk in the name of, as belonging to, the Lord our God forever and ever. This is the day which the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has made. We, the Gentiles, will rejoice and be glad in it. We, the Gentiles, are made a spectacle to the world. We, the Gentiles, are the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's servants. We will remember the name of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. We will surely perform all our vows that we have vowed. Let us, the Gentiles, be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. Praise our God, Tommy L. Hart, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. The word of our God, Tommy L. Hart, shall stand forever. The Gentiles' Confessions. In their official statement of confession, the Gentiles answer these Bible questions. Jeremiah 16:10. What if our, the Gentiles, in papacy's iniquity? What is our sin that we have committed against the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart? The Gentiles' official statement of confession to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Isaiah 59:12-13, Isaiah 28:15, Jeremiah 16:19, Lamentations 3:42, James 3:9, Psalm 106:6, Hosea 10:3, 2 Corinthians 7:2, Genesis 42:21, Exodus 9:27, Jeremiah 50:24, Hosea 7:13. As for our, the Gentiles' iniquities, we, the Gentiles, know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, we, the Gentiles, have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. We, the Gentiles, have transgressed and rebelled. We, the Gentiles, curse men which are made after the similitude of God, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, have sinned with our fathers. And that fathers there is Christian fathers, as like the Pope on down, the priests and all, the Christian ministers. We, the Gentiles, have committed iniquity. We, the Gentiles, have done wickedly. We, the Gentiles, did not fear the Lord. We, the Gentiles, have wronged the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, are verily guilty. I and my people, the Gentiles, are wicked. In effect, the papacy and Gentiles have striven against the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The papacy and the Gentiles have spoken lies against me, the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles curse against black people. About the papacy and Gentiles curse against black people, Revelation 11:7 and Psalm 106:41-42 says, make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. They that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. The meaning and outcome of Revelation 11:7 and Psalm 106:41-42. The papacy and Gentiles waged war against the black people. The papacy and Gentiles defeated black people militarily. The papacy and Gentiles cast the black people into captivity and enslavement. The papacy and Gentiles tyrannized the black people. analysis of the papacy and Gentiles' tyranny over black people. Ezekiel 18:18, Nehemiah 9:28, Jeremiah 29:23, Jeremiah 23:10. The papacy and Gentiles cruelly oppressed and spoiled the black people. They, the papacy and the Gentiles, had the dominion over them, the black people. They, the papacy and the Gentiles, have committed villainy. The papacy and Gentiles' course was evil, and their force was not right. The papacy and Gentiles cursed, Revelation 18:12-13, against black people. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and of fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all tying wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. The Revelation 18:12-13 evidences. 1. A law which dehumanized black people and put black people in a category of things that are bought and sold. And 2. A law which gave the Gentiles the power to enslave, own, buy, and sell black people as merchandise. In John 18:35, I am asked, "What hast thou done?" My answer, "I have fulfilled that written in Psalm 14:7. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have brought back the captivity of my people." The law for the people. Objective: to show the people the law they are obligated to fulfill. In the word people, Gentiles are included. Acts 11:1, the subsequent law is that which Gentiles are bound to perform. They are also bound by covenant to perform. They have said, Deuteronomy 29:29, we shall do or perform all the words of this law. Commandments to God, Tommy L. Hart. Isaiah 40:3, and Luke 3:4, Romans 2:15, John 1:7, Proverbs 6:23. Prepare the way of the Lord, show the work of the law, bear witness or give evidence of the light. The law is the light. The authority and foundation of the law. Matthew 7:12, Psalm 49:1-2, Psalm 78:1, Isaiah 30:21, Romans 7:1, Deuteronomy 12:14. Deuteronomy 27:1, Deuteronomy 17:13, 2 Samuel 22:45, Revelation 21:3, Amos 5:14, John 9:21, Psalm 72:8 and 11, Mark 11:22, 1 Samuel 8:17, Psalm 62:11, Psalm 75:7, Revelation 21:3, Psalm 18:46, 1 Samuel 10:7, Deuteronomy 27:9, 1 Corinthians 3:17, 1 Samuel 9:6, Psalm 111:3. Psalm 112:3, 1 Samuel 9:17, Acts 8:10, Psalm 100:5, 1 Corinthians 16:10, 2 Chronicles 20:20, Psalm 37:27, Acts 1:8, Job 22:22, Psalm 48:8, Ephesians 5:1, Isaiah 42:13, Deuteronomy 6:16, 2 Timothy 2:24, Romans 13:2, 1 Corinthians 7:36. 1 Chronicles 19:13, Psalm 1:6, Hosea 12:6, Luke 10:35, John 8:54, Psalm 45:11, 1 Samuel 2:3, 1 Kings 18:39, 2 Timothy 2:15, Deuteronomy 32:4, Hosea 2:20, Romans 15:12, Genesis 3:16, Judges 8:23, Psalm 112:2, Isaiah 54:3, Luke 10:4, Zechariah 8:16, Leviticus 19:11, Matthew 19:6, Proverbs 3:5, Isaiah 7:14, Proverbs 2:6, 2 Timothy 2:7, Isaiah 42:1, Isaiah 30:18, Isaiah 9:6-7, Amos 5:15, Deuteronomy 4:2, Luke 17:17, Deuteronomy 6:17-18, Psalm 33:4, Daniel 11:36, Revelation 22:3, Jeremiah 30:9, Job 37:12, Psalm 37:34, Deuteronomy 28:44, Psalm 121:5, Revelation 13:16, Revelation 7:3. Revelation 22:4, Psalm 145:17, 1 Kings 8:46, John 9:24, Deuteronomy 5:33, Deuteronomy 26:11, Deuteronomy 6:13, Psalm 96:7, Acts 10:6, John 2:5, 1 Chronicles 16, verses 28, 29, and 31, Joshua 22:5, Joshua 24:14, Isaiah 54:13, Revelation 17:17, Numbers 14:9, 1 John 3:4, Romans 6:23, 1 John 2:1, 1 Samuel 14:34, Joshua 24:19, Esther 6:13, Psalm 50:14, Jeremiah 26:13, Isaiah 55:6, Revelation 14:7, James 1:22, Romans 15:10-11, Psalm 33:8, Malachi 4:4, Joel 2:13, Deuteronomy 31:12. This is the law. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. This law is the way. Walk ye in it. This law hath dominion over a man as long as he lives. Thou shalt do all that I command thee. Keep all the commandments which I command you this day. All the people shall hear and fear. Strangers shall submit themselves to me. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient to me. God shall be with them, the people, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. The Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as ye have spoken. He, God, shall have dominion. All nations of the Gentiles shall serve him. Have faith, a complete trust in God. Ye, the Gentiles, shall be his, God's servants. Power belongs to God. God is the judge. He has power to put down, and he has power to set up. Behold, the tabernacle, a dwelling place belonging to God, is with men. The Lord lives. God is with thee, the people, the Gentiles. This day thou, the Gentiles, art become the people belonging to the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. The temple, a dwelling place of God, is holy. Behold now, there is in this city of Augusta, Georgia, United States of America, a man having the designation of God, and he is an honorable man. Surely all that he says in judgment comes to pass. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Behold the man, Tommy L. Hart, whom I spake to thee of. This same Tommy L. Hart shall reign over my people, the Gentiles. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. Know ye that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is God. See that he be without fear among you Gentiles. He worked the work belonging to the Lord. Believe in the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Depart from evil. Ye shall receive, Tommy L. Hart, the power I have in the designation of God. Receive ye the law from him. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall establish it the law forever. Be ye therefore followers of God, Tommy L. Hart. He shall prevail against his enemies. Ye shall not tempt, provoke, or anger the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. The servant of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, must not strive against his Lord. Whosoever resists him, the Lord, resists this ordinance concerning God, and they that resist shall receive damnation. Let him, Tommy L. Hart, do what he will. He sinneth not. Let the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do that which is good in his sight. The way of the ungodly, Christianity, religion, shall perish. Therefore, turn thou to thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Carry out his judgments, and wait on, serve thy God, Tommy L. Hart, continually. Take care of him, Tommy L. Hart. He is your God, he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God having knowledge. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God. He is a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly constructing the word of truth. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God of truth. Just and right is he. Thou shalt know the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. He, your Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall rule over thee, the Gentiles. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall have rule over you, Gentiles. His seed shall be mighty. His seed, Lafon, a.k.a. Don, shall inherit the Gentiles. Salute the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Speak the truth. Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. What God the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has joined together, let not man put asunder. Trust in the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, for the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, gives thee understanding in all things. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. the Lord Tamil Hart is the God of judgment. The government shall be upon his, the Lord Tamil Hart's shoulder to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The Gentiles shall fulfill, carry out the judgments coming from the Lord their God, Tamil Hart. Ye shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep or fulfill, obey the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tamil Hart. Give glory to God, Tamil Hart. Ye shall diligently keep, obey the commandments coming from the Lord your God, Tamil Hart. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tamil Hart. The word of the Lord, Tamil Hart, is right. That is determined shall be done. Here's the Lord God, Tamil Hart's servants. The Gentiles shall serve him. They, the Gentiles, shall serve the Lord their God, Tamil Hart. They, the Gentiles, shall do whatsoever the Lord Tamil Hart commands them. Wait on, act as servant to the Lord. He, the Lord Tamil Hart, shall be the head, and thou, the Gentiles, shall be the tail. The Lord Tamil Hart is thy, the Gentiles' keeper. All Gentiles, both small and great, rich and poor, shall receive this visible and indelible mark, the servants of our God, Tamil Hart, in their foreheads. Here's the Lord Tamil Hart's name shall be in there, the Gentiles' forehead. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. He sinneth not. Give God, Tamil Hart, the praise. Ye shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God, Tamil Hart, hath commanded you, that ye may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God, Tamil Hart, hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tamil Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Give to the Lord, Tamil Hart. He, the Lord, Tamil Hart, shall tell thee what thou art to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord, Tamil Hart. Say among the nations, the Lord, Tamil Hart, reigns. Take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law and to cling to the Lord thy God, Tamil Hart, and to serve him. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, Tamil Hart, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. All thy children shall be taught about the Lord, Tamil Hart. The words coming from God, the Lord, Tamil Hart, shall be fulfilled. Do not rebel against the Lord, Tamil Hart. To sin is to break any part of this law. The wages of sin is death. Do not sin. Do not sin against the Lord, Tamil Hart. He, the Lord Tamil Hart, will not forgive your transgressions nor your sin. Thou, the Gentiles, shall not prevail against the Lord your God, Tamil Hart, but shall surely fall before him. Offer to God thanksgiving and pay thy vows to the Most High, the Lord Tamil Hart. Therefore now amend your ways and your doings and obey the voice of the Lord your God, Tamil Hart. Seek, go to the Lord Tamil Hart. Fear God, the Lord Tamil Hart, and give glory to him. Be doers, obeyers of the word, the law, and not hearers only. Rejoice, ye Gentiles, praise the Lord, Tamil Hart, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. Let all the earth fear the Lord, Tamil Hart. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Remember, be careful not to forget the law of Moses, the people's law. Turn to the Lord thy God, Tamil Hart. Do all the words of this law. At this time, I'm going to go directly to the judgments. Judgments coming from the Lord, Tamil Hart. Faith without works is dead. Christianity is dead and done away with. It espoused the faith which was one void of the works of the law of God, two of the law, void of the works. Void of the works of the law of God, void of the works of the people's law, two, in opposition to the Lord God, Tamil Hart, and three, diametrically opposed to the word of God in the Authorized Version Bible. These things are done away with. Halloween, All Hallows, Valentine's Day, and April Fool's Day. Judaism is dead and done away with. All religious events and gatherings, all religious ornaments, books, films, music, emblems, and signs, and such like things, all religious holidays, holy days, and services, are done away with. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. He, the Lord, Tamil Hart, is just. There is none like him. The estate, property, and assets of all religious institutions, organizations, groups, and all churches, Christian schools, and faith schools, and such like things are in the hands of the Lord God, Tamil Hart. judgment on sports for a period of 30 consecutive years, sports and things listed herein shall not exist by any means in any form, variation, etc., in any place under or subject to the authority of the Lord Tommy L. Hart. Any country, territory, etc., controlled by or receiving intelligence and or aid of any kind is subject to the authority of the Lord Tommy L. Hart. The sports and things that shall not be for the above specified term are volleyball, skating, fencing, soccer, hockey, track and field, football, wrestling, basketball, swimming, boxing, golf, baseball, skiing, tennis, bowling, cricket, any and all competitions, events, etc., involving animals, vehicles, boats, and cycles, and a display and demonstration of one's physique and physical strength. Therefore, all records, statistics, etc., of individuals, groups, and others having to do with any of the aforementioned sports and things shall not be anymore. If the Gentiles do not comply fully with the law, the people's law, concerning themselves and their God, Tommy L. Hart, before the Lord's divine eyes, then the sports and things listed in this judgment shall be done away with forever and ever. A year with the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is equal to 12 months. Pageants and beauty contests and anything resembling such shall not exist in any place under the authority of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. The film industry shall rest for a period of 30 consecutive years. Neither video nor audio production shall be made, imported, or exported during the specified term. There shall be neither importation or exportation of anything coming from, made by, or having to do with any part of the film industry. The Gentiles shall cease using the alias white people. They shall go by their proper name, Gentiles. The theatrical world and the world of the performing arts shall rest for 40 uninterrupted years. All the work of schools, institutions of learning, and those having the oversight of them is discontinued for a period of 4 consecutive years. All schools and institutions of learning and entrances to them shall be closed and kept closed. None shall enter and none shall come out. There shall be no actions or measures taken at any time before, during, or after the specified time to circumvent or counter the effect of this judgment. In the United States of America, the term White House is abandoned. That which was known as the White House is now known as the President's House. All outer space endeavors, explorations, concerns, and involvements are ceased for the space of 30 consecutive years. The Gentile kings are fallen. They shall not rise. The Gentile kingdoms are become the kingdoms of our Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall reign forever and ever. The old constitutions and things serving as such of all nations, states, municipalities, principalities, kingdoms, etc., are discarded. The new constitutions of those nations, kingdoms, etc., under the authority of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, are rewritten, expressing clearly and unambiguously the peoples and all the armed forces' subservience and allegiance to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. He that sweareth shall swear in the name of by the name of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The media has had the duty and privilege of reporting the news to all the people. Surely the physical appearance of the Lord God on earth is newsworthy. Yet, in my view, the media has not reported the good news of the presence of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, on the earth and among the people at this present time. That the media's action flies in the face of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The media's failure to report God's physical presence on earth is a great offense to the people's Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have made known all things to the people. In the archives of Lawmaster, Lawmaster is God, all things can be seen and heard, and the writing out of all things is the writing and work of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The statement in Hebrews 2:8 says, "We see not yet all things." That statement is now invalid. It can no longer be maintained or upheld. All things identify the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Or all things identify the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, as being God. The media passes over my work. Surely that is offensive and unacceptable in the sight of God. The media has fail in its duty to deliver the news to all the people without bias and without prejudice. Henceforth, the first words to come out of every journalist, reporter's, and every news commentator's and correspondent's mouth, and the first written words of every news article shall be, I, followed by the speaker's and our writer's full legal name, in deference to our law, Tommy L. Hart, to give this report without bias and without prejudice. Example, I, Wally Dean Sincere, in deference to our law, Tommy L. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has spoken. In response to the judgments, the Gentiles say to their Lord Tommy L. Hart, Numbers 32:31, as the Lord Tommy L. Hart hath said to thy servants, the Gentiles, so will we do. The Gentiles promise to execute the judgments which have come from their Lord Tommy L. Hart, Exodus 24:3. We, the Gentiles, will do all the words which the Lord Tommy L. Hart hath said. To the Gentiles, the desired end of the judgments, Joshua 23:14, all the good things which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, spoke in judgment are come to pass. Commandment, Numbers 32:24, to the Gentiles, do that which hath proceeded out of thy mouth. The commandment coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Leviticus 8:5. This is the thing which the Lord commanded to be done. Word of God, Psalm 96:7, Acts 10:6 says, give to the Lord Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou hast to do. This is the thing which the Lord commanded to be done. Starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the Lord by the 15th of each month. Feel free to offer more than the specified amount. You may also pay for months in advance. Example, make a year's offering in one single offering. State your intention. Send your check or money order to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. That is, Hepzibah, H-E-P-H-Z-I-B-A-H, Georgia, 30815. Witness statement, the Lord Tommy L. Hart's glory is his written and spoken word. His glory is seen and heard on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster's program. Have you seen my word on any of my pages? Have you heard any of Lawmaster's episodes? You shall send to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, a statement in which you state that you have seen and or heard the glory of the Lord Tommy L. Hart on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster's program, and state that you approve the Lord's adding your name and statement to the public record of God, showing you to be a witness to the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. In your statement, give your full legal name, age, and country in which you live. Here is an example of what you should send to me. I, Sincere Truth, have seen the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster's program. I am 25 years old and live in Hawaii. Send your statement to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. To the President and Congress of the United States of America, know by these presents that the Lord your God is at hand. I, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, am a citizen of the United States of America. Therefore, America is God's host. That is indeed a wonderful thing. Know also that the law concerning you and your God is at hand. I say to you, fulfill the law. Fulfill the people's law. You, the President and Congress of America, know that the office of God is most high. You know that God is deserving of great respect and honor. You know that the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, is the principal dignitary among men. The Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, is sovereign. You know that the people's law is to be followed, obeyed, and carried out. I will cut to the chase. President and Congress, this is your most urgent and legal duty. You should take believe, and yield to the Lord God. Time your heart his due. Acknowledge him, exalt him, communicate with him, get to know him, provide and take care of him, make known his works, worship him, fear him, obey his commandments, and do all the things called for in the people's law. Let this be your most urgent declaration among the people. The Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, reigns. To the President and Congress of the United States of America, I say to you, do not be negligent and do not lie against the truth. You have a duty to perform. Now get with the program. Execute the law that has come from your Lord and your God. I am the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Execute the people's law. Okay, that is a reading of the things God has prepared. Just a moment here. Just one moment. I want to get to a thing that I omitted. Let's see here. Just a moment. Just another moment. I'm getting close, real close. Okay, here we go. Okay. Referring back to the law here, the objective points of the law, that is the people's law, Isaiah 26:15, thou, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, art glorified. Isaiah 33:5, the Lord is exalted. Isaiah 26:15, thou, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, art glorified. 1 Chronicles 29:11, thou, Lord, Tommy L. Hart, art exalted as head above all. 1 Chronicles 29:12, thou, Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reignest over all. Acts 4:21 and Galatians 1:24, all men glorified God, Tommy L. Hart, for that which was done. They, the Gentiles, glorified God, Tommy L. Hart. Mark 16:6, he, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is risen. Luke 24:34, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is risen indeed. Revelation 19:6, the Lord God omnipotent, Tommy L. Hart, reigns. Psalm 66:7, he, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, rules by his power forever. The expectation, 1 Kings 12:24, they, the Gentiles, hearken, therefore, to the word of the Lord. In the above law, these Bible questions are answered. Luke 10:46, what is written in the law? Romans 3:31, do we the Gentiles void the law? Psalm 12:4, who is Lord over us, Gentiles? Proverbs 30:9, who is the Lord? Psalm 18:31, who is God? Proverbs 30:4, what is God's name? Genesis 37:8, Lord, shalt thou indeed have dominion over us, the Gentiles? Job 14:10, where is God? Jeremiah 2:8, where is the Lord? Malachi 2:17, where is the God of judgment? Micah 7:10, where is the Lord thy God? Jeremiah 17:15, where is the word about the Lord? Or where is the word coming from the Lord? Psalm 42:10, where is thy God? Lamentations 3:37, who is he that says and it comes to pass? Galatians 3:21, is the law against the promises concerning God? 1 Kings 8:27, will God indeed dwell on the earth? Galatians 3:19, wherefore serveth the law? John 1:38, Master, where dwellest thou? 1 Thessalonians 4:1, it is written, ye the people, Gentiles included, have received from us, well, let me just read it as it is. It is written, ye have received from us how ye ought to walk and to please God the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Hear the word of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/lawmaster. What have I done in this episode? I have read the works of God in your hearing. You have heard the readings, well, the reading of the works of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. obey the law. Join me again Thursday evening, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Obey the law.